December 28, 2021. It's Watt for Pedro Show.
Your music is more favorably received by the critics, the power structure, shall we say, than in the U.S.
Well, I tell you, in the new music, I believe in it. And when I say new music, I mean most of the younger musicians are starting out. I know that they definitely have found a quicker reception in Europe than they have here. And when I started it, it was a little different because I started through Miles Davis, who was an accepted musician, you see. And they got used to me here in the States. Now, when they first heard me with Miles here, they did not like it.
I remember that.
Well, it's just one of those things. Anything that they haven't heard yet, and it's a little different, at first, they're going to reject it at first. Now, but the time, it will roll around, the time when they will like it. Now, the States, by being here with Miles and running around the country with him, they heard more of me here, and consequently they became accepted before they did in Europe, because they hadn't heard me in Europe. But when we went to Europe the first time, it was a shock to them there, you know, like they booed me and everything in Paris, because, it is, you know, well, they weren't ready for this. But now I find, the last time I was in Europe, it seems that the new music, they're ready, you know, they open up, man. They can hear it there better than they do here.
Then Bartholomew stopped that. Something strange. High in the sky. surface that looked like a little greenish cloud. Then Bartholomew stopped laughing. Was she seeing things? No, there was something strange. This was a magnificent, squeaking little thing. No, there was something strange there, high in the sky. At first it looked like a little greenish cloud. Now it was coming closer, down over the mountains, down over the ocean, down north. It's coming closer, down over the mountains, down over the ocean, down over the farms of the sleeping little king.
About the size of great seeds.
Bartholomew reached out his hand and started to touch them.
Then, night is coming. There was something frightening about those walls. They looked mean. They looked strong. Finally, he snored away.
Watch for Pedro Show. Happy Tuesday. Started off with John Coltrane talking to Frank Kofsky about new music with different audiences. November 1966. Then we had Dinosaurs with Horns and Bats. Because of those Estonian software engineers with their Skype invention. With me again, this is Singular, Rick Potts. Brother Rick, thank you for coming back.
Hello, Mike from Watt. Pedro, man.
So, it's been 5 months. Tell me what's happened in between.
Well, buddy of mine in Brighton, England, put out a little book of crazy paintings I did. So, I'm pretty excited about it. It's kind of inspired by ugly stickers out of the bubblegum packs from my youth. And it looks like I'm already, you know, infecting young people with my art. And so I'm pretty happy about it.
Is it something to do with Bazooka Joe?
No, I mean, these are, well, here's the story. I was working in Hollywood on Sunset Boulevard, and it was the era of everybody renting those electric scooters and bikes. And then guys would go by in those wheel around chairs, and then the cops would go by in horses, and then some starlet would go by in a three-wheel motorcycle, and then homeless folks with their shopping cart caravans. And then during the pandemic, I was just started doing some paintings, and you know, I just combined all these concepts and the idea of people living in their cars, and the jobs that are out there now are all delivery jobs. And so anyway, it's a mashup of sort of this dystopian present, but it's fun.
Now, it's a visual thing, right? But is there a connect with your music?
I don't know. It's, I guess, in a way, because they're sort of like collages of things. And, a lot of my music has used kind of collage. Like that Bats tune you just heard is
right.
Kind of a mashup of some song I wrote. Joseph Hammer helped record and add his finesse. And then instead of lyrics, I wanted to use found sounds and had, you know, used a record we had laying around. And sort of inspired by the Can bass player, Holger Chukai.
Okay, I got to see
And he did this record called Movies.
Absolutely.
And it's a beautiful record where he took shortwave recordings and mixed them in with music. And, you know, I kind of think that's where Eno and Byrne got their Bush of Ghosts concept, but I might be wrong about that.
Well,
but
I know a lot of cats got into using shortwave shit after that.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I was kind of sad he gave up the bass, but in a way, it was a neat thing. It was a neat thing. Because Ham, yeah. I used to listen to that as a boy. Not really Ham, but shortwave. Greg Ginn was big into Ham. I think that's how he got into touring. Yeah, because you talk to people in different towns.
Right. Yeah, it's you know, it's kind of magic, you know, the shortwave radio. And, but anyway, I guess that's how it relates. I don't know, just I've always kind of done both art and music, and for a while I thought I should make films because it combines both. However, that's just a third thing.
Yeah, right. Well, I was going to say, ain't music really art? It's just a different kind of art?
Sure. Yeah.
It's expression, right? And then now the difference between Dinosaur with Horns and what I'm going to play next, which is just called Rick Potts, is what?
Well, what's the name of the track?
Don't think. My pop used to say something like that. Don't think, do.
Yeah, well, it's you know, and that's kind of, you know, the way I approach art a lot of times, because sometimes, you know, thinking just gets in the way. When I was a teenager, I decided that, you know, the reason was unreasonable. So I tried to break away from thinking too much and filtering out a lot of ideas that, things that might just come out. But before you can filter it, hear what it is. So Don't Think was kind of my mantra. And there's a lot of ridiculous nonsense in the song that's just me, you know.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Were you ever, or have you ever heard of people called Discordians?
No, but it's sounds interesting.
The Principia Discordia was their big work, and they collectively put it together, and it was like a big, it was during the 60s, had profound effect on me. I think it, like a great grandchild was Church of Subgenius.
Okay.
Yeah, something like this. And you know, that's, I think, why I got into the movement, because the hippies kind of lost their humor. Let's play, don't think.
Okay.
Money and misery, values and vice, hope and facility, money and misery, values and vice, hope and facility, money and misery, values and vice, values of vice. Over fertility, money and misery, money and misery. Values of vice. Over fertility.
Thank you. wings of walking fish, but you're actually an amphibian. You are from Mexico and never grow up, remaining quite a golden in the water. Develop lungs. You're a master of regeneration. Sometimes you clatter a gurn. That means you like to climb in German. In a crazy god, disguise yourself as one of you. Suppose a water monster to avoid being killed by the other gods. You come in a variety of colors. You swim and you walk and you climb, oh so playfully. Axolotl, living permanently in the water. You don't develop lungs and never grow up. That's a cute little axolotl, living permanently in the water.
people built with caverns and rivalry. And so the Lord confounded their language so that they could not understand each other. And they argued and fought and scattered over the face of the earth.
Take a little step back inside. Think about what you wanna be. Every day and every gun. Stand there in your way. No one ever did know what you want. Get up, my baby.
I saw with my eyes, make no mistake, there was a corpse down by the lake. Down by the lake, in the moonlit night, there was a corpse in the thin blue light. In the thin blue light, I just squinted my eyes and I spied a corpse to my surprise. To my surprise, I climbed up my eyes, quite the fright.
For Pedro Show, it's like deja vu all over again, people. Don't think, Rick Potts, my home, unbroken spirits, if I want to, snips ahoy. The cute little Aox Elodi swimming in the water, puppet midnight, hacked picciato with babble, dash funk from crushed by pimps, don't jump, Tom Moody in the all new greatest hits band, death threats from primitive ignorant. I saw Corpse Sam Locke featuring Aaron Heffel, and finally, End of the Beginning, Rick Potts, and people, I was enlightened to the fact that this is a cover of Tomorrow Never Knows, and so I brought in my little tangent thing about how I did thing that, but I used the words from Glass Onion, and so an existential question I brought to them. Brother Rick, here was, when you cover a song, is it because you really like it, or like maybe it didn't have what I can bring it?
Well, I guess it depends, but usually it's because I really like the song, and lately I've been getting together with some of my buddies over at Pooh Bah Records in Pasadena, shout out. And
that store's still going?
Yeah, well, it's kind of, you know, struggling right now because of the pandemic.
Sure.
But,
is it still that big old house in Pasadena?
No, I guess about a dozen years ago, it moved down onto Colorado Boulevard.
Okay,
down
downtown.
Down the street towards, actually, East Pasadena, towards Guitar Center and such.
Or like we'd like to say in Pedro, Shithard Center.
Yeah. But, I've been playing experimental music for the last 30 or 40 years, but now I'm having fun playing just, you know, all kinds of different songs with my friends, like porch music. We get together and talk and smoke and drink and play music, and it's really fun. And so I'm kind of rediscovering some stuff I didn't listen to, like, I hate to admit it, but I like some Grateful Dead music now. I never thought I would, but they wrote some great songs, and so, you know, we play some Fats Waller and Scott Walker and Neil Young, and but it's because we like the songs, you know. And
what machines are you working?
I play bass.
Yeah.
And ukulele a little bit.
Okay.
And
you're playing electric bass, or do you have one of them acoustic things?
Oh, electric. Okay. I mean, growing up, my dad's acoustic bass in the corner of the room.
Stand up, right?
Yeah, but it had been, well, I think I mentioned this last time, it had been banged around so much that it was, the action was so bad, I couldn't understand how you could play it. And so when my brother brought home an electric bass, a little echo, you know.
Sure, them fine, Italian ones that look like Beatle basses.
Yeah. He got it at a pawn shop, and it's, you know, had a really narrow neck, and wow, okay, this I could play. And then I played bass in Human Hands for.
Oh yeah, I know. No, but when you said saying porches, you know, they got these basses now that ain't double basses. They're like acoustic guitars, but they got heavy strings. And
yeah,
actually, there's little ukulele ones too with like rubber band strings.
Sure, yeah. I played one of those for the hell of it, then loaned it off to a friend. But I have my an acoustic electric bass too, but it gets pretty twangy.
Yeah. I thought the same thing. They don't have really the bottom.
Right. So I've got my buddy sold me his Fender Jazz bass, and that's got the bottom end to it.
Oh, yeah. And you use a little amp, of course. What kind of amp?
God, I don't know. I mean, we've got like a little practice amp that my friend supplied, and I can't remember what make it is. I think it might be a Fender, but it's just a little.
Sure.
I mean, it sounds pretty good.
It works the porch. It works the porch. And you're working those Billy Talbot bass lines for Crazy Horse, huh?
I wish. I mean.
Very Kano. I like him.
You know.
Yeah, they're kind of Phil Lesh, maybe a little too many notes. But look, we're at the end of the first hour. I'm not saying any good musician, though. December 28, 2021, Dish Wap Pedro Show. Special guest, Rick Potts. Hold tight for hour two. December 28, 2021, it's the second hour of Wap Pedro Show.
Thank you. Thank you.
Swap for Pedro show start off the second hour. Rick Potts, Funny Letter. Then the Ratchet Orchestra out of Montreal with something live. The Seasons, Vermont, Winter. I guess that's all you need to say. And Rick Potts, reprise of the Jungle Inspector theme. Jungle Inspector. Is that a book, a story?
Oh, it was kind of a nonsense video production that I was involved with in college and kind of co-wrote and co-directed. And Jeffrey Valance was the star. And it was nonsensical.
So the music was like tied to images from on a film.
Right, right. Yeah. I mean, and that was the credits at the end, and we had like a little diorama of a kind of a jungle hut and the names scrolling by on a piece of paper. And, but yeah, it was, I like percussion.
Sure, I like percussion. Sure. A Funny Letter?
Yeah. That was, that song was inspired by, the calligraphy of this woman, Lindsay Thrasher, from the band Vomit Lodge.
She's, I remember that.
We were corresponding, and the way she wrote her G's was pretty inspirational, I guess. So I wrote a song about it.
The old days of writing letters.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I sent them a fan letter all epoxying alphabet pasta onto a postcard. It took a while, but it was pretty, I think it was pretty impressive.
So she had to bring, you know, she had to meet your auntie, your pony up.
That was just the way she did it, I guess. But, yeah, it was, you know,
yeah,
I don't know.
Sure. It's personal. It's,
yeah.
Right? It's not the same old, same old. In your film stuff, it informs your music, huh?
I guess. I mean, when I was a kid, I wanted to be a cartoonist,
right,
then an animator, and I mean, I haven't done a lot of film work, really. You know, for a while I was working freelance on some animated, mostly TV commercials, with kind of innovative animation, but I never really got into the industry, and I think I'm glad. Probably would have ruined it for me. Back when I was in high school, I had big ideas for big films, but you couldn't do it on your own back then. You needed you needed 50 to 100 people to make an animated film. You know, I mean, either that or you would have to just, you know, it's really a lot of hard work, animation.
I can imagine, like, especially like the Disney days, there were hand-drawn cells and shit, right? But I'm wondering, with pewters, can they automate a lot of that shit?
Yeah, they do. And, I mean, then there was this guy, Bill Plimpton, who just drew it all himself. And, you know, I mean, it's kind of phenomenal. But, yeah.
I remember Clutch Cargo, where just the mouth moved.
Yeah. Well, that was an inspiration.
That's a kind of hybrid, right?
Yeah. Or they would hide the mouths.
Right.
and then his car was like a paper cutout pulled on a string. His boat, you know.
Talk about Econo.
Yeah.
But then it becomes part of the aesthetic, maybe, you know.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Yeah, it was. Early on the first record that I'm on, well, aside from the grammar school spring festival, we're playing flutophone, on Bikini Tennis Shoes, there is some snippets of Clutch Cargo on there, because we had, you know, that was part of the mix,
right,
in the room when we were recording. But anyway, yeah, I've always loved animation, because it felt like open-ended, like you could do anything.
Right.
And for, you know, it kind of died out for a while, until The Simpsons, and now it's back.
Yeah. Well, some of these, comic book movies are kind of, I can't watch them. Look, nah. You were talking human hands.
Right.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about, the Spider-Man and this stuff kind of stuff. I'd rather watch the comic, I guess. I know they all had animated versions. Now they're like real life, but they're so CGI, I wonder. Yeah. You mentioned Human Hands, and you know, I saw them many, many times. And here's, I don't remember this song, Go Existential.
We'll be right back. red car ran into a dirty deal. I got stuck in my automobile. Took too many years to get it in gear. But the day of the subway is almost here. Take a trip, beat the Sunset Strip. Worm your way up a miracle mile. Disembark at MacArthur Park. Metro Rail is coming to town. They're waiting at a station deep underground. Better have a porter as the engineer to call ahead and check that the tracks are clear. Gonna bore through the city like a giant mole. All the way out past the Hollywood Bowl. It's not really such a novel thought. Gonna bury my car in a parking lot. Metro Rail is coming to town. Mayor Tom Bradley's wearing a crown. They tore out the trolley back in 35. Cause I'm thinking super highway comes as far as you try.
For Pedro Show, that chunk of music started with Human Hands doing Go Existential. Then a brand new from Rapoon, Breathing Gold. Sounds from the Hades Laundromat, Bombs Prended. Ray Shin with Head for the Hills. Finally, Rick Potts with Metro Rail. And I was enlightened to the fact that Brother Rick here was turning his back on bass to learn guitar for this Human Hands song. Now, he had a band called the Romans, right? The guitar man.
Yeah, Juan Gomez.
Yeah, and, yeah, Juan.
And Michael Uhlenkott from Monitor. And
Michael, right.
Keith Mitchell.
The drummer man?
Yeah.
Big guy, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember, you know, those people were very crucial with the Meat Puppets. They're the ones that... The other crew was like the Human Hand guys that came... I saw the Consumers at the Whiskey.
Wow. Yeah, the legendary show.
Yeah, I saw it. It was so, and David was a singer, David Riley,
right.
And they were a trip.
Yeah.
Maybe Paul was in the band, but Paul Cutler goes on to join Dennis Duck and Steve Wynn and after they lost their lead guitar guy.
Yeah.
But Don Bowles, the real guy, critical guy, was Don Bowles, right? He becomes a Germs drummer.
Yeah, I mean, he came out later, I think.
Yeah, he did.
But sure, those Phoenix guys... You know, they're such kind of party animals and wacky. But then when they picked up their instruments, they blew people away. They're amazing musicians.
Yeah. Yeah. I got to work in a Clutch warehouse in Vernon for a little bit with David. And he was tripping that I was into Creedence. Steve Wynn, the same thing, gave me a ride home from something. He said, you're into Creedence? I said, look, when I met D. Boone, he only knew Creedence. And when you're in the boat with Watt, you get all six albums in order. Fuck Mardi Gras, I hate that seventh one.
I just read Steve Wynn kind of talking about the early days of Dream Syndicate, and they were playing Creedence covers.
He told me that. Yeah, he was driving me in his little Honda Civic. I guess he lived in the Val or something. I guess Monitor was Val too, right?
Yeah, Northridge. Yeah,
okay. Wow, north, way north. And I used to see them play. They would play a lot with B people. But on the first album, middle of it, is a Meat Puppets song with, like, none of the monitor guys. It's just the Meat Puppets doing one of their songs in the middle of a monitor album. I thought that was pretty trippy. I didn't know a lot of bands who did stuff like that. But,
Right.
Yeah, so that was so trippy to hear, you hear another band in the middle of a band's record. But it was turn-on, and because of that, I went and saw him at the press club, and I told Greg Ginn about it, and that's how they ended up getting signed and anything. How did you meet those cats?
Through David Wiley. Yeah, we did a couple shows in Arizona, Tucson, and Phoenix, and Derek Bostrom was house-sitting this kind of plush place out in a place called Paradise Valley, and we did some shows and hung out there, and the Kirkwood brothers came by, and then we saw, I think that was their second show. They played in, Tucson, and then they played some warehouse show, and I was blown away because they were just so much fun. They were having such a good time.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Do you remember that? Did you see that press club show? I loved it, man. They had a version of 96 Tears that blew me. I think Derek ended up, like, kiping a drum set back there or some shit, hoisting it through the window. That's what Chris told me. Look, we're at the end of the second hour. December 28, 2021, edition Watt Pedro Show. Special guest Rick Potts. Hold tight for hour three. December 28, 2021. It's the third hour of the Watt Pedro Show.
There goes Mr. Loogie Miser swimming through the trees, scaring all the squids with his demon-tated squeeze. Loogie, Mr. Loogie Miser circling in the trees. The lab behind his application catches his own. The school is up and he forgot a loogie to me. That is why he has to fly and turn into a chase. Loogie, Mr. Loogie Miser, let us get the suit. Tell the kids to be in this, he's doing good too. Loogie, Mr. Loogie Miser, in his own blue. All his reasons, he's a good suit of blue. And that is
Pedro Show, we start off the third hour. Rick Potts, Juan Gomez, David Wiley, Unintentional Laugh. And then Thurston Moore with John Maloney, Dispute. Cato Hideki from his new album, Your Angry Face. It's a tune, that's not the name of the record. And In Circles with High Gear Death Drive, Niagara. I was thinking of Sonia Demani and I, Vitaly with me, and we drive, you know, Buffalo, we play, and tell him, Mike, Niagara. And 12. And finally, Rick Potts with me. I love this title. Mr. Loogie Meister. What a fucking Loogie Meister. There was a cat in Navy House. When I first came to Pedro from Virginia, his name was David Armstrong. He lived next door. And you, when he'd come to your pad, you'd have to keep the front hatch open because he's hawking loogies constantly.
Yeah, I just woke up in a summer morning and had my window open, and I heard somebody walk by and spit. And, like, before I could stop myself, I yelled Loogie Meister out the window, and so that's sort of how I got that name.
And what's this three-way with Juan Gomez and David Wiley? It's not Human Hands, right?
No, I think it was – it might have been right around the time the band kind of disbanded. I don't remember exactly the timeline for it, but I'd written another guitar tune and had this four-track machine, and those guys came over and helped me record it. And then I just kind of rediscovered that track. I'd forgotten all about it and thought, hey, that's pretty cool. I like it. But there's this other band I was in did a kind of full-blown version of that, but I like this kind of acoustic low-key version of it.
So was your tune and those guys came in and
played
and abetted?
Yes.
Okay. And the Roman. That's I remember Juan after Human Hands made Romans, and it was kind of instrumental surf, right?
Yeah. They were kind of, and then they kind of went country.
of course, that's where you end up. Right? that's a typical arc. I remember Human Hands. Their big tune was Planes versus Trains.
That was our single that Rodney would play.
Yeah, okay, maybe that's why. Well, Pedro here, that's you know, but I saw you play it many, many times. A lot of Hong Kong cafe gigs.
Yeah. That was our home base.
Right. But man, Germs used to play there a lot. Everybody played there a lot.
A lot.
I saw DNA there.
Oh yeah. Wow. Sorry, I missed that show. But we played with out of town bands like the Bush Tetras and. And
they were on the show. They just came out with a box. They lost the drummer, man, D-Pop.
Oh wow! Yeah.
Really sad.
Yeah.
And but yeah, everybody played for those like year and a half, 2 years or something. And I saw a lot of Germs gender gigs. A lot of Germs. I think David Bowie came to see the Germs once there. You gave me this project called Saws.
Uh huh.
Okay. This is Return to Whatever. I remember graduating Peter I in 76, and Return to Forever was the big band, and I couldn't stand it. Thank you.
Today, so I stopped by. You keep reading, looking at the edge of the page, afraid you are alone with your strange shape. Jokes he never made you laugh. Turn your prayer into a voice, sound of him out. Leaning on the walls, carry laughter through the house, round and round the room. You tell me a story about how it started to feel. And would you quit laughing? Don't you have plans today? Why did you keep reading? when you've got plans today? Why did you come haunting if you've got plans today? Why do you keep laughing? You've got plans today. Why did you keep listening if you've got plans today? You must have plans today.
Mamie, donnez-moi votre main, vous donnerez ami, donnez-moi votre main. Vous donnerez tous mes domaines. Votant, votant, méchant Laurent, tu as trahi la main de l'ange. Venez poisson, mangez la chair de ce bon drôle. Venez anguille, venez poisson, mangez la chair de ce bon drôle. Venez anguille, venez poisson. Mangez la chair de ce larron. Mamie, que diront vos amis quand vous verront venir ce lettre? Mamie, que diront vos amis quand vous verront venir ce lettre? Je leur dirai la vérité. Dans la rivière t'es jeté.
I don't know. I mean,
Watch for Pedro show, last music for this edition. Saws with some, I don't know, satire, returned it for whatever. And we up there, you know, musing about our lack of hankering for fusion. Confusion over fusion. Sam Cutton after that. I thought Sam Cutton would go up good after Saws. Plans today. Miriam Gendron out of Quebec with La Tour de Femme. Pardon the fucking ruining your language. Good Quebecois. Ben Boy with Hollow Panorama. And finally, Rick Potts with Visible Woman. Lightness.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. I kind of got obsessed with that. With the model kit of
I was going to say the visible man where you could see all the guts.
Yeah, and I just thought it was very surreal display. I mean, I guess later on those Nirvana guys used one of those life-size visible women on one of their releases. But it was just kind of about the beauty of a woman's body, but what was inside. it's I don't know, kind of making fun of focusing just on the body, but anyway, it was I don't know, I like the music and the lyrics are pretty fun, but
well, you know, think about a song, man, it's got to have some kind of anchor, some reason for getting brought into yanked into this world, right. Maybe, you know, Alfred Hitchcock, speaking of films and stuff, he had this idea of the MacGuffin.
Right.
We're like, what it's about really don't matter. It's just something like, that you're using as an excuse to get some kind of drama going.
Right, like the Big Lebowski, you know, it's like, or the ear in Blue Velvet, you know, it's like, well, it's, Lynch said that was the ticket, you know, to admit you into that world, but, it's.
Or even the Maltese Falcon, it ends up being just some lead shit painted black.
Right.
I remember Sidney Greenspeed's all pissed off, you know. And Joe Cairo, Peter Lorre, right?
I love that film, yeah.
I mean, and you know, so asking somebody what a song is about is kind of the most stupid fucking thing you could ask somebody.
Well, you know.
I just do it for some insight. And in return to whatever, you get to speak to your brother and his... aesthetic at the time, right? And anyway, I remember with, you know, there's something about, I want my own music, not my brother's music.
Right.
This happened with me and D. Boone, with his younger brother. We just couldn't get into Todd Rundgren and Genesis because they liked it. So we,
yeah.
And it has nothing really to do with the merits, maybe. It's something entirely different. And I think that's, what arts are for in a weird way. It's a connection without there being too big of a connection, so it's loose enough.
Yeah, well, and I mean, especially when you're younger, it's a way of, like, identification. You know, it's kind of like your team.
Sure. And you know, in those days, 3-4 years difference is big time. If you're not in this, you know, they're junior high while you're high, it's another world. You're in another solar system.
Yeah, I know for sure. I mean, my oldest brother is like 7.5 years older, and he was just way out of, you know, I was out of touch with what he was into for the most part. Although he brought home some interesting records that blew my mind. Like, I think I mentioned, like, Songs of the Humpback Whale,
right.
and some Harry Parch and stuff that, you know, really kind of made me want to listen to stuff besides rock and roll.
Here, just a second, Rick. What? Okay. So, what you got going on next, Rick?
Not a whole lot. I mean,
well, you got
know,
this book coming.
Yeah, and that just came out. I mean, it was Chocolate Monk in the Brighton, UK, but it was like a limited edition, 75 copies. So, I might do and make some more, mostly to give away to friends and stuff.
Yeah.
And somebody sent me a picture of this, I don't know, like 12-year-old kid checking it out. It made me really happy. You know, I like to see, influencing the younger folks because I don't know. I think that creativity is one of the things that's under taught in schools.
Absolutely.
It's really makes for better problem solving and all kinds of things. They try to write it off as fluff, but really, you know, if you can think out of the box, you can make better decisions. So it's important.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Fluff. Frivolous, right?
Yeah.
Bullshit. I'm right with you. And at music-wise, it's on the porch with the bass. And do you record any of this stuff? It's just for fun, right?
We record it, but we just for ourselves. We, you know, we kind of aren't looking to play gigs or even put out. Maybe someday we'll put something out if we feel like it. But and there's a might be doing a show with at the box with Paul McCarthy's band, Extended Organ.
Oh, wow. I saw Chipper Kids.
Oh, wow. Yeah. They
years
were.
Years ago.
Pretty amazing.
It was a mind blow.
Yeah. They were.
It was at the Second Mask on Santa Monica.
Yeah. They used to play some of the rock shows.
Oh, yeah.
Them and, yeah.
That's when the line was blurry, what punk was. And I kind of liked
Joanna Wendt.
Yeah, Joanna Wendt, absolutely. And she was wild. Our first gig at the Whiskey was getting opened up for her. You know her big time, yeah. Well, actually, the first gig was opening for Fear because violent SST bands were not allowed to play there, but Fear got us in. It's fucking fucked up in those days. Fucked up these days, too. But look, you get anything music going, please come back on the show. We can play it and talk about it, please.
Okay. Yeah, I know. I'd love to. It's great.
I love
your
stuff. I love what you're doing, Rick. Keep on keeping on, please.
Thanks, man.
Okay. People, it's been December 28, 2021. This is what Pedro, so keep your powder dry.